Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
A lot of sex talk and one huge attitude problem. Married at First Sight Honeymoon Part 2 is starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us. What is up, you guys? Welcome to Married at First Sight After Show with me and she. I don't know if that's like correct grammar
me
or not.
Me and she.
Yeah, me and she.
It rhymes. I like it.
We are missing two tonight. We are missing Heather
and
we're missing Tessa. We miss you a
lot. We wish you guys were here.
Yes, and I know you guys are missing them too, but they'll be back. What is up, everyone? My name is Deshola by Logan. You can follow me everywhere at Deshola_B. And who am I here with?
Hello, I'm Allie Nast. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nast and on Instagram at Allie Girl. This song is just like, way too good.
You can find the two of us.
Yes.
Here and there.
Here and there every Thursday night.
Yes, you guys.
Watching Married at First Sight. And this is just so perfect because it was just the two of us for all of these couples tonight on their honeymoon.
And since it is just the two of us, you guys, make sure to call in and make sure to get in these comments because we love you so much and we want to hear what you have to say about it.
We sure do.
I love this episode.
I loved it too. I found myself, okay, so I do not like what they did with the previews. I prepared myself. I mentally was like, all right, there's going to be a lot of drama. All the love we saw last episode is going to be taken away from us and we're going to have to like be struggling. But I think I was so shocked of like all the mature conversations, all of the happiness, like everybody progressed, I feel like 20 times this episode and I had a case of the smiles.
I was also, funny enough, I was watching and I kept thinking about how I was just like, and I kept like, oh, like I was watching like a love story or something.
Yeah.
Because it was a good episode. Nate and Sheila were the first to have intercourse together or say consummate or whatever they say, their marriage. They were the first to do it and I'm not surprised that they were the first.
Yeah, really?
No, because Nate's very aggressive.
Yeah,
he's aggressive. Remember that kiss that they had at the wedding?
That's true. Yeah. I think they both definitely wanted it, but I mean, who's to say that? No, I'm just saying they talked about it, and it seems like they were both happy. I thought you were gonna say they were the first to get into like a serious altercation, kind of.
No,
there.
I was gonna get there. Sheila was really irritating this episode. Honestly, she really bothered me a little bit.
I loved is that she was able to come out and be like, I'm sorry, I can be this way. Because a lot of the times when people get in certain moods, they're like, I was never like that. You know what I mean? But she's like, listen, I got in a mood. I had to deal with it. And they talked about it and it was all resolved. And I liked that. I liked that they were able to talk about it and no one like really kept their emotions like inside without, you know what I mean? Because usually it's like, well, I don't know what's going through her mind. She's not telling me. Like, it took her a little bit, but he was able to peel those layers back. And I thought that was really great. I thought it was really mature of both of them.
I'm with you, but my issue with it is the fact that if you did not notice, I mean, we don't know the time frame, but it was daytime when she had an attitude and it went all into night until she decided to not have it anymore. I have like an issue with people who do that because I think it's really annoying. Like, if you're going to just dwell on the jet ski or whatnot all day and then finally at the end of the night apologize, like that's kind of annoying. And I see it becoming a trend in the relationship, her having her attitude issues and then him being there trying to fix it, but then annoying her even more because he is trying to fix it, you know? So I don't know. I still from this episode, I still don't feel like they're going to make it. But
really,
I don't. I really don't think so.
See, I think that they have a great, like, I think when they talked about balancing each other out, I really thought that, I think they do. I think they have a great, like, well, so what, from what we're seeing so far, I feel like Sheila's able to come down to his level. Like, what they talked about, I've been seeing that, and I think it's been really great. And I still find them really cute. Despite what happened at the end of the episode, when they woke up together, I was like, they woke up super cute, super happy. Like, it seemed like, I keep seeing, like, these people are in love, and they're not yet, but I keep feeling like they already are.
I mean, yeah. There's an attitude problem there, and there's a moodiness there that I feel like is going to really dwell on it. She was talking about, like, she was acting like she had been with him forever when she was talking to the counselors and the therapist. And she already seems like, to me, it seems like whenever he annoys her, she checks out. And, like, checks out, like, all the way, like, I don't want to do this. Like, in the preview, which we thought was going to be this week. Lifetime.
Which kind of, really quick before you go on, it's something that I'm trying to figure out, is because we don't know too much about them yet. This is, we're only in episode 3, right? Episode 4. I am confused as to what is editing and what's actually her, because I noticed that I think there were some words that you could tell were cut and placed, so you didn't know. Like, obviously, like, I'm going to stick up for her because I don't know if what we're seeing is, like, the real Sheila, or if there's just things they want us to see in order to cause a little bit of conflict. Because the way that they were able to resolve it and laugh at the end of the dinner and be like, it's behind us, it seems like that was too easy considering what we saw the build-up be.
I mean, editing plays a huge role in all of these shows. We know this, you know, because they have to, I mean, they're filming for hours in a day and then they have to cut it down. So the conversation could have been a 45-minute conversation, but they have to cut it into a 30-second conversation. Right. You know what I mean? Or whatnot. So you never really know. But, whatever. Nate and Sheila, I don't know about them. But Ashley and Anthony, you guys are my favorite people. Oh, I love them so much.
They are just, like, magical together.
Honestly, the entire time I was sitting there with a big grin on my face, it was because of them. I love them.
Totally. And I loved how, like, you know, you mentioned this when we were watching. Ashley did such a great job of compromising. She was able to notice and speak about things that she doesn't necessarily like, but she was willing to put herself out there. Because at first I was like, oh, well, she keeps harping on it. But then when you were like, well, she's doing it, I'm like, that's so true. She's actually putting herself in a situation she might not find comfortable, but she's doing it for Anthony because she knows, like, this is a stranger. We've got to, like, figure each other out. So I think they're really playing, like, and something that I've noticed too is they're the only people that I don't think I've heard the word stranger come out of their mouth too many times.
Too many times. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I think I've heard, I definitely stranger. Heard them say it. Yeah. But maybe not as much as the rest. They're just, it's just something about them. Something about them, I really feel like they really,
they mesh.
They really like each other. I do. There are a few things that I've noticed, though. But one thing I will say is, when I watch them, I almost feel like I'm foreshadowing the future for you two, Ashley and Anthony. And I feel like they're going to, like, have, like, a spinoff or something. Like, they just, I feel like I could watch them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're intriguing,
like,
to watch.
Yeah, I could just watch them, too. And I don't even know about their lives yet. So wait until all the rest of the family comes in. And the annoying sister. I mean, come on. That's a show. There's something about them where I feel like they are going to be the ones that stick out to all of us, and they can go on and just become, like, fan favorites because they're just so cool.
Yeah, that's a great point. Also, Leslie G in the chat said, I loved how Anthony handled her freak out, which it was true. I mean, because even Ashley said, you know, most guys would have just kind of been freaked out and, like, you know, totally shut me out. But he really helped me and tried to solve the situation. He's like, yeah, I'm a problem solver. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really great. I loved that. And I just still, I mean, like, they were just so fun to watch. And it was another thing with the, like, editing where I was trying to figure out, like, because at the end she said she actually, like, enjoyed it. She liked kayaking. She had so much fun with it. So.
But in the editing, they have to take, like, if they were kayaking for 25 minutes and then, well, you know, no, they have to take the little.
I know, but I got confused because I was like, oh, she's actually enjoying it. I didn't realize.
She said at the end, once she realized, but they didn't show that. All they showed was her complaining and then her getting off.
Which, and I mean, rightfully so. If you're, because we were talking about things that you're scared of. If you're really scared of, like, the open ocean, that is definitely traumatizing to know that you're in, like, a kayak with someone you're just getting to know. And, like, you want to make sure that they're going to make sure you're steady and not tip you over. Because, you know, some people can just, like, haha, like, tipped you over.
They think it's funny. Exactly.
And you're like, that's actually not funny. I don't like that.
Well, you know, while I was watching that, they had the conversation about her sister, Lauren.
Yes.
And I really don't think that she and Anthony are going to mesh well, because I feel like that's the second time he's brought up that he's going to have to, like, kind of talk to her about certain things. Remember, she was very aggressive saying she wants him to live very close to her.
Right.
And then he was like, ah, ha, ha, yeah, like, drink my wine. He was drinking a lot in this episode, by the way. I don't know if you noticed. Like, he kept sipping, especially when they start talking about sex. He was like, he was getting ready for it. I'm just saying. But I think that he and her sister are not going to get along. I don't know. Because she is aggressive. And he's already saying, well, I want this to work, and I don't want any outside influences. And they've only been together for like 4 days.
Yeah.
So imagine, I mean, he's already saying that, it's only been 4 days. Imagine when it's like a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess I'm just trying to, I'm so focused on, like, Ashley and Anthony right now. Even, I haven't, like, thought about that, like, them meeting and, like, how that's going to play out
yet. I'm thinking all far into it.
Yeah, you're like, I'm already, like, down 2 years down.
I mean, I am, because you can see this stuff. Well, speaking of kids, you know.
Yeah.
You can see this stuff. I feel like she brought up the fact of the kids.
Uh-huh.
And that was in the next
episode.
Yes, she brought up the kids, and they made it seem like he was, like, freaked out. And it's funny, because I was thinking about that because they had sex on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can use the word sex. And she was very aggressive about it. And I was watching it, and I was like, oh, I like that she's very, like, aggressive about it. You know, a lot of women aren't like that. She could have been like Danielle, who's, like, wants to do it, but it keeps saying, I want a manly man, and I want someone who's going to be aggressive.
Well, she accepted. We'll get to this, but Danielle did say, I would feel more comfortable if we had a physical thing that progressed our relationship. Like, she said that, and it was like, all right, that's literally saying it.
But you can. But
before we get to them, we'll keep on what you were saying about Ashley and Anthony.
Well, I was just saying, I feel like she's a very aggressive, and I like that. You know, mm-hmm. like a lady who's aggressive. I mean, you know, why not be aggressive? Most women are not.
Yeah.
But I did think for a second, like, she kept talking about kids, and then she was very eager to have sex with him. So then I'm thinking, like, this lady is not playing. She's like the one that'll poke a hole in the condom. You know what I mean? She's like, oh my God, Anthony, let's do it. And he's like, do you have one? She's like, yeah.
No!
Here you go.
No, not at all. I totally disagree. Oh my gosh, no, I think she's so excited to finally, like, they both have wanted to have a husband and a wife, you know what I mean? That's what they've dreamed of, and they finally, stop, no, no, I don't believe
Ashley,
in that.
If you're watching, call in and defend yourself.
No, I'm going to stick up for you here. She's not like that at all. I think
do you know her? Are you guys friends? Have you spoken to her before?
No, we're not friends,
okay.
No.
Okay.
But I just don't agree with
it's always the ones, you know, it's always the really, like, pretty, like, nice, like, sweet ones that you gravitate to that are the crazy ones.
No, I think she's completely normal.
No, I'm just playing. So, Cody and Danielle. So
wait, before we go on, can I just say that when they were, I liked that they had the conversation about, like, how he doesn't like the 50s style.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, because we had talked about that the first episode, and we were like,
so
you know,
glad it seems
like some of these relationships, they want that, like, that kind of, like, manly, womanly parts in the household. But I really loved that they talked about, you know, like, if you're working 60 hours a week and I'm working 30, like, I'll pick up the slack and vice versa. Like,
I loved it.
I loved it so much because it's true. Like, if someone's working more than the other, it doesn't matter who it is, like, they'll pick up the slack. That's just how it should be.
I agree with that. I feel like a lot of couples a lot of couples who believe in that way of living, right? Uh-huh. It all depends on how you're raised and what you really want, but I feel like when people do that, it's just kind of like it puts too much pressure,
right?
Too much pressure on either party,
right?
You know what I mean? And I don't like that. And then also, I've seen it, you know, firsthand. You know, you'll be around certain people and you just watch it and look at them. And it's really, like, irritating at times, you know? Like, let's say if they do the roles where she's the one who takes care of the home and he's the breadwinner, you'll see it sometime where the guy is like, it's like it teaches them to be lazy.
Yeah.
Whoever is the one that takes care of the house or does vice versa. So I think that it is a great thing that they feel that way and that they are on the same page. What are they saying in the chat?
Leslie G says, I feel like Anthony and Ashley have the modern, manly, feminine thing down. He's strong and supportive. And then we have Nancy Kaufman saying, that's good because Ashley doesn't cook anyway. Oh, I forgot that she said I don't cook.
There you go.
She seems like she'd be someone to be like, I can't cook, but I'm going to learn. Like, I'm going to figure it out.
And did he not say that he cooked in his video? I think he did.
He did. And someone actually had said, I read something earlier that I think they were talking about how he wanted to. Oh, yeah. So, Elisa says, they did depict, though, that both of them wanted kids quickly. So, we can't forget about that.
Yeah.
Because I think he did say he's, like, ready.
He wants to start a family.
Yeah, exactly. So, he's ready for that, too. So, we can't let that go.
But 4 days, calm down. You know, just...
But it's also, it's hard because I think something that, in this whole experiment, you know... I feel like it's really hard because you spend half the time battling. I mean, obviously, I've never been there, but I'm just like, after watching this show, I feel like you battle between, am I stepping the line? Am I pulling back from the line? Or am I meeting in the middle? So it's like, obviously, you're like, well, we're married, so we can talk about those things. And then there's been other couples where they're like, well, we're married, but we're still strangers, so we can't talk about those things. So I feel like at the end of the day, even though it's been 4 days, you've already crossed that line.
And you did. You might
as well talk about it. Like, you shouldn't be able to hold anything back at this point. Like, obviously, like Anthony was saying about, like, the bathroom stuff. Like, yeah, that's something you need that comes with time and comfortability with your partner. But also, it is, like, I feel like it's a little bit confusing and there's no fine line as to what you should talk about and what you shouldn't talk about.
I mean, I feel like they are... overall very open with one another, though. Yeah, which is great.
It is, and I think it makes it, that's why it makes it so much fun to watch, because you're not like, ooh, this is awkward. Like, they're totally diving in, they're totally appreciating the fact that they got married at first sight. You know what, let's do it, let's fall in love, like, let's make it happy for each other. And that's something that Pastor Cal brought up. He said, exist and enjoy each other in the moment. And I thought that was great because I feel like that's exactly what Ashley and Anthony are doing.
They're doing a good job. I think one thing that we do have to remember as viewers, though,
yeah,
is that they are surrounded by cameras.
Yeah, you did bring that.
Like, because, like, a lot of cameras. One day, I didn't realize how many cameras follow. I guess every reality show is different, but how many cameras follow people. I went to this place one time to pick up food, and they were filming Basketball Wives.
Okay.
And when you watch the scene, you're thinking, okay, there's probably a couple of camera people. There was literally, I'm not lying, there was like four camera people and like another like six people standing around with like huge lights, and then like another five people outside. So you have to remember the fact that
they're getting followed.
Yeah, they're doing all of this on camera. So I want to dive into Cody and Danielle, because there's been a lot of Cody being kind of uncomfortable with the whole sex thing,
right,
and those conversations. But you have to remember, he's being filmed having that conversation. So it's like both of us are literally talking right now, and we're saying, oh yeah, sex this, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, I would be,
and
like...
But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cameras on us right now, and we know that people are watching us. You know, so it's like, you kind of are uncomfortable with what you have to say. So I feel like all of these couples... Like, even Cody, since he's a little more reserved with that kind of stuff, that might not really be who he is. But being that there are so many cameras on him, you know.
Totally. I 100% am on board with that. Because, I mean, it's not like you're just hanging out with your girlfriends or your... I mean, think about, like, you know, when you're with your friends, like, your guy friends, your girlfriends, you talk about things you wouldn't say in front of a public audience. And these people are literally in front of America. So you have to...
America!
So, but, like, and I think last season, Sonia didn't like to... Like, they did, I think, you know... They got intimate with each other, but they didn't talk about it because she was like, I don't feel like I should have to tell you that on camera. And it took a couple episodes to where they were having issues to then bring that up. And so it makes sense that, like, there's certain things that you would wait until the cameras are off to talk about.
But then I'm going to contradict what I just said.
Okay.
The funny thing about it is couples like Sonia, mm-hmm. those are the ones that annoy us when we're watching at home, because we're like, you know, they don't reveal.
Right.
And they don't reveal themselves. And when you don't reveal, you know, it's that makes you less relatable. So
gotcha.
So it's weird. It's like one
that
of those
makes,
things.
It's like Yeah, because you want to be able to relate with those people, and that's why when people are open...
That's why we love Ashley and Anthony so much, I think.
Because they talk about how they're feeling, like, right off the bat.
Yeah, and they're just so great.
Yeah, because you can tell they're... Danielle and Cody want to say what they want to say, but they're holding it back.
Exactly.
Yeah, because Cody's trying to, like, bounce around the topic.
And be respectful and everything. Now, I want us to go back to the preview episode where they were... Or the first episode to where they were, like, searching for everyone. I don't know if you recall, but Cody was overweight.
Yes.
He was very overweight, and he, I guess in the recent years, lost weight and opened gym, blah, blah, blah. I think a lot of that insecurity from back in the day is playing out right now. I'm only saying this because of certain things that he said.
Okay.
One statement he said was, "I cannot believe I have an attractive, hot wife."
Yes.
For anyone to say that, in my opinion, to say, "I can't believe that," he said attractive first. Like, attractive is like of the bear, like oh, you're cute. Like, the fact that he said, "I can't believe I have an attractive wife," I think that stems from somewhere else. You know what I mean? Think about it. Like, you don't make statements like that. If you're very confident and stuff, you're like, of course I have a hot wife. Yeah. That's all I'm going to have. I'm not going to settle for anything less. So the fact that he said, "I cannot believe that I have an attractive, hot wife," like, and he was like, "Oh my God, this is crazy." Like, it made me look at him a little differently in the sense of, like, like, if he is acting a certain way, it's, like, less judgmental because maybe there are insecurities from the past there.
Coming.
Or even, like, he said he's never been in love and he feels awkward about, like, the sex thing. You know, all those things go into who you are and who you were, so.
Well, I think, too, it's just something that he, like, they both said, we went from being totally single to completely married. So I think it's something you have to just, like, you're progressively, like, some couples can move faster than others. And just, like, in real life, there's couples that you're like, you've been dating for 3 weeks and you're about to get married. What's going on? And then there's couples where they've been together for 6 years and you're like, when's it going to happen? You know what,
like,
I mean?
Never.
So I feel like that's, too. It's really hard because with all these couples, we can't help but compare because we're watching them in, like, a melting pot together.
All different people.
Yeah, but Danielle and Cody, I think that they, even though he's kind of holding back, I think that's just his way, like we said, of being respectful and maybe not so... Maybe some of it is insecurities.
I think some of that... that statement just stuck out to me. Like, who would say that? I can't believe I have an attractive
because
wife.
Because it could be, like, you know, if you are signing up to get married, like, to get married at first sight blindly, maybe he
I would have told them, you better give me an attractive wife or else I'm already not going to be a part of the thing.
I'm just thinking maybe...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, but maybe he just wasn't expecting it, so maybe he's like, whoa.
But
like,
that's the point. If he was not expecting for them to pair him up with someone who is attractive and, you know, who he thinks is something, then... I don't know him, and I guess I'm making assumptions, but when you put two and two together...
Right, you're trying to figure it out.
Well, you look at their stories, and he says, I was overweight, and then, like, I haven't dated many people, and I've never been in love.
Yeah.
I can't believe I have an attractive wife. Like, you know what I mean? It shows... Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, Leslie G in the chat says, I hope Cody settles in. I think he's overthinking it a little, and I'm really glad that she said that because it's true. I think he's overthinking the situation because he's trying to overcompensate for maybe things he's feeling, and I think he really does want to, you know...
Oh, he does. He said it, of
course. Yeah, he totally wants to, but he doesn't want to feel...
You can't even say it. He wants to what?
Pushy.
What does he want to do?
I believe he would like to consummate the marriage. Yeah. That's what they call it.
I don't understand big words. Well, what does that mean? In simpler terms.
Stop.
What does he want to do?
No, but let's talk about awkward boat talk. They were awkwardly talking on the boat. And I was like, oh. Because he was trying so hard. He basically, I think, wanted to come out and say, like, I want to do this.
He said, Danielle, let's get it popping, girl. Let's get it popping now. You know what? I'm done with this date. We're going home. But it didn't come out that way.
No, it came out as, I'm glad, because he was trying to talk about all the things that they had done to make it seem like, oh, I think we're doing this the right way, because he was trying to get her reaction. I think he wanted her to be like, oh, yeah. I mean, I could see, like, I like the route we're going, but, like, maybe if we, like, sped things up a bit, I wouldn't be too, like,
opposed to that.
Yeah. I think he was, like, sussing information from her, and because she wasn't giving it, he felt like he needed to
I mean,
keep...
she wasn't receptive to the conversation, really.
Yeah.
So, you know. But I do get where he's coming from with that because when it comes, like, you know, you never know what women are thinking at the time.
And just like we don't know what men are thinking.
She's like, yeah. I'm just saying, so what everyone hopes for is, what most men hope for are the ladies like Ashley who are very, you know, like forward with what they want to say and everything, mm-hmm. and they'll make you feel uncomfortable because you never know what they're thinking. So right. Cody's in the space where he has a girl who says she wants the man to be the man, and she wants him to take action when it comes to everything. You know what yeah. I mean? So I understand where he's coming from. I probably would be acting the same way with that, because it's like she's not giving anything, and she kept saying, well, if you want to do that, Cody, then you need to just like act on it. You know what I mean? But sometimes I feel like you've got to just go for it. So I feel like even Danielle, she needs to be a little more like vocal
about her feelings.
Yeah, because just because he's the guy doesn't mean that you can't initiate anything.
Yeah, but I feel like I was trying to think about how she was feeling too, because think about if you, it does take away the marriage part, and think about when you've just been starting to date someone for the first couple days, you're expecting them to like grab your hand first. You're expect, like, as a girl, I feel like it's like, I mean, sometimes.
Are you Danielle, Ashley, or Sheila? I think you're Danielle. Oh, huh?
I don't know. Maybe probably Danielle then. I don't know.
Do you want a manly man who's gonna grab your hand and
And open your,
well, I'm asking because you were like defending her, so I'm asking, is that
well,
you?
Well, only because I don't know because I feel like it's different with each person.
Is that you?
No, I don't know.
I love, she can, have you guys not noticed she won't answer any question that I ask? Like, she's like, this is Married at First Sight, not Allie's show. I'm just asking, Allie. We want to be relatable.
No, totally.
Everyone at home is they're seeing who they are. They're like, yeah. Oh my God, am I Ashley, it's, Sheila, or Danielle? So who
true.
Are you?
I mean, maybe I'm Danielle.
Oh, okay. No, it's nothing wrong with that. I'm just asking.
No, because I mean, I could understand if you don't want to overstep your boundaries, and you kind of want to like hold to yourself. So maybe that's why. Maybe I'm not Danielle. Maybe I'm Ashley. Maybe I'm a mixture
of
both.
Okay.
We will never know. So, but yeah. So and I think it is. Maybe now I'm like off. I'm like so confused.
I can't stop laughing. This is great.
Nancy says it's a tough balance. If the guy is too aggressive, the girl might back off. They are exactly. strangers after all. LOL. Yeah, true. It is true. It is. I mean, it's so funny because I try to watch this without thinking that they're strangers, and just like kind of like, come on, like let's make this normal. But it is true that they've really only known each other for 4 days. Like, we're asking a lot of them.
You know, no, and you know what? You're right. I think it's more regular for the way Cody and Danielle are acting versus Nate and Sheila and Ashley and Anthony. We know what kind of people they were out of the show. Shoot, Nate and Sheila, they were playing no game. They were just, you know, getting it popping. So I think that Danielle and Cody are the more regular.
Because they're taking it slow.
It's only been 4 days. It's not even taking it slow. That's just being regular.
It's normal. Yeah. It's like I said, if you had been dating someone for 4 days.
You typically don't date anyone even in 4 days. That's true.
It's like you've been dating someone for like 4 weeks and you've gone on a date each week. And then it's like each week it gets like progressively like, oh, maybe we held hands or whatever.
So... And we know she's not grabbing any hands, so that's going to be the guy. So any guy that goes out with her, make sure you are aggressive, but not too aggressive, because she's also, she doesn't like answering questions. She's a little awkward with sex talk and stuff. So anyways,
are you talking about me?
Yes, I'm talking about you. I keep asking you questions, and she won't answer anything. So, Nate brought...
Wait, no, before we go to Nate, we have to talk about how Cody mentioned how he'd never been in love, and that Danielle doesn't know if he takes love seriously. So did you think that, like, if you had someone tell you that, oh, I've never been in love, would that be your first reaction?
No, because I would be Cody, 100%. I'm on his side. Okay. That's exactly who I am and who I would be.
Right.
I'm like, I feel like... I wrote a note about that. I feel like people use the word love, and people act on love way too loosely. Like,
right.
like you know those people who just say, like, they say I love you within, like, dating the person just this a week or two.
Right.
Or even the people that just say I love you to everyone that they don't even know, and they're not even dating them.
Right.
I think that they don't take it seriously when they use the right. word love so loosely. I'm more like Cody. Like, I don't use the word love.
Right.
And I don't do things like that, so I'm with him. What do
no,
you think?
No, I totally agree. I felt like if someone's never been in love, it means that they take it almost too seriously, because it's like, I'm not going to say it until I know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I feel like if he did have girlfriends before, it was like, oh, I loved them a lot, but maybe was not in love with them. I didn't feel like it was the right time to say it. So I kind of was taken aback, because I've never heard anybody approach taking love seriously as the fact that, like, that they would never say it, you know?
Well, he just said, I've he said, I've never been in love.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. So never been in love. But yeah. I thought that, yeah, I basically...
No, but there are people like that also. Like, he could be the guy who's like, let's say the girl says, oh my God, I love you. And he's like, oh, and like hugs her. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's something I would do. You know what I mean? Just because... Look at your face. Because I don't believe in lying about
yeah,
things
no,
like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, totally
I really
true.
Don't. So you just kind of have to... You're yeah. like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. No, and I actually... I mean, I know what you're saying. Because if you're not ready to say it, you shouldn't have to feel forced to. Mm-hmm. So if you're not in love, then that is taking it seriously by not expressing it if it's not true. I totally agree. So what? Why are you
nothing.
Laughing?
The face no. you made was really funny. So you're like, well.
But I think I've been there too before where like it was like... Someone says I love you and you're not ready to say yes. So it wastes a couple days. I think I said thank you. I can't remember. I can't remember.
But that is the worst. That's like worse than just like giving them a hug.
Maybe I didn't.
He's like, I love you. Thanks.
I mean, it's like super awkward. You're like...
But it's true because some people just use the word so loosely.
Well, and when that happens, like you... overthinking, you're like, oh, did that just happen? Mode, you're like, what's yeah. going on? What, like, what should I say? So it's like that awkward silence and like all the emotions are running over and you're like,
That is so great. I love that you said that. But so
maybe I'm making that up. Well, I don't know.
Hey, it's okay. Remember. Hypothetically, if you did say it, that's great.
Yeah.
Nate revealed that his brother will be living with them and Sheila was very receptive. Did you believe it?
Well, believe that she's receptive?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I did. Hmm. I know you have skepticisms about them because...
No, I just...
Wait, actually, we didn't get to talk to you last episode. How are you feeling now about Nate after seeing him more into the season? Because you were saying you don't trust anything he says.
He's fake. Yeah. Uh-huh.
yeah. Do you take it back?
No, I don't take it back yet because I...
Okay.
They showed less of him this episode saying... Girl, you the best girl I've ever seen in my life, and God brought you to my life. All this extra shit that he doesn't
no,
need to
but
say.
He was so supportive of everything that
no,
she
I'm
did.
No, I'm saying this episode he
oh,
held back
from
that.
Oh, you saw less of that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay.
is why I'm like, I was like, okay, Nate, mm-hmm. okay, maybe I'll believe you a little more because everything he was saying was very fake, very rehearsed.
Right.
The things that you say to every girl, it was. You can't deny that. So now that he is. Back, or at least they're not showing as much. Okay, I guess I can see it, but I still don't know yet.
Right.
Because I still don't believe in them at all together. So.
See, I feel like I was nervous because the previews showed us them getting a fight, which we kind of see might happen next episode.
They better.
But I actually feel like I had a lot of faith in them after they had their conversation of, I mean, we talked about this earlier, but like how they really talked about, all right, I was acting a certain way and she was able to get herself out based off of what he was telling you. I mean, have you ever been in that situation where you're in like such a sour mood and you're like, nothing's gonna get me out of this mood. I just need to go home. I need to go to bed.
No.
No. Okay. Well, I'm just thinking.
I'm just playing. I'm just joking. You mean where you're just irritated and you're annoyed.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that if he's able to bring her out of that irritated mode and make her laugh, that's love. Whether you know it or not, that is like, or
it
that's
is,
connection.
But that's not something that he needs to deal with all the time. And you can tell that she is going to be that person all the time.
Right.
She mentioned, yeah, Nate is very just on what, like he's always on 100. He's always super excited all the time. And I'm just not like that. And there's nothing you can do to make me like that. That's what she said. So, I mean, she's going to have, I feel like she has like a little attitude problem. She's going to have attitudes a lot. I mean, no other
so
couple.
So now are you thinking that Nate is more of the real one?
And she, well, no, I never thought that she was fake. I still don't think she's fake. I think she's just showing more of who she is. You know
gotcha.
What I mean? But I never thought that she was fake. I think I do think his little things he said was fake, but I don't know if he's a fake person at all in general. He seems like he really likes her. The fact that he felt the need to comfort her and say, and he said he wanted to do whatever he could do to not irritate her. That takes it would be hard for me to say, like, I'm going to try my best not to irritate someone because I'd be irritated that they think I'm irritating. So I'd be like, F you. You know what I mean? Honestly. So I think that is a good trait of Nate. That's a good trait that he has.
I think he's very, very patient.
Yeah.
And that was something I literally started. I was like, you know what? He's got, like, they
and that
all.
That is very important.
And I think there's patience is a huge contributing factor to all these relationships. I think they're all being kind of patient with one another and realizing, okay, I've got to learn about them a little bit more before I jump to judge.
I wish they had like a Married at First Sight just for like like a little boot camp we could do. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds so fun. I mean, like pair us up with someone for like a few days.
Oh, right. It's where just, it's like you're not married yet, but it's like you're learning.
But like dating at first sight, yeah, or something, because it's just so interesting. I want to go through what they're going through because we are judging them a lot.
Yeah, and it's hard,
and we
because
don't feel it.
And I've said this on like last season when we did this. I said this so many times, and it's like it's so hard because we're basing it off what we're seeing on TV, and we've never lived in that experience. We never will, most likely, ever experience what they're going through. So we really have no like room to judge because we haven't been there. We're just kind of being able to make assumptions.
But it's so hard not to, because we're watching at home. Yeah. We're seeing the attitude, Sheila, and all that kind of stuff. So.
But also, she did mention that she's overwhelmed. And so I feel like it is an overwhelming experience. And I think that she just has so many emotions she's going through right now. So I don't think it was necessarily maybe what had happened today, but I think she's just kind of like, whoa, like needing to settle in to what's happening. She's away from her family. Like, I think it's just a lot of adjustments. And she didn't realize, like she said, over the past couple weeks, it's not just because they're married now.
Yeah, but she can't take that out on him because she agreed to the situation just like he did.
Totally.
That's my issue with it.
But like, even though like she had those emotions and she said she noticed it and she said, I'm sorry. The fact that being able to apologize is a huge thing. Being able to recognize when you're kind of in a bad mood and then someone brings you out of it and you're able to say sorry, that's huge on her. That's a great character trait that she's able to admit and like, okay, like, I'm sorry. Let's move on. Let's have fun. Let's, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I just want to say, it's fair. I just want to say, I always notice everything. I don't know if you guys at home notice like the most random things, but I notice every single thing on the show, from armpit stains to crazy looking hair to the hotel rooms, which is what I want to bring up.
Okay.
I feel like the accommodations for this trip aren't A1. Have you seen the hotel rooms? It's very like not.
I actually wasn't noticing the hotel rooms.
I noticed
that. But the fact that they said that their air conditioning broke.
The air conditioning broke. They have like wood beds. Like, it's just not fly at all. And I'm being like bougie or something, but if I was on this show, I'd be like, okay, we're on this show for you guys, giving you all these ratings, and this is what you put me in. I don't know. I just feel like it's supposed to be like nice, and like a honeymoon is supposed to be very like luxurious and whatnot, and it's just not that nice. But it's also free. So yeah. I guess I can't judge. You know what? Next episode, you're going to notice. And okay. You're going to see all of that.
All right. Man.
Is it time for predictions?
I mean, yeah, I guess we could get into some predictions. That'd be great.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Oh.
I'm just like thinking about all these, like, I just,
it's a lot.
Yeah, I'm just like thinking about all the things that we like. I feel like we've been on an emotional roller coaster this
episode with them.
Like, I'm happy, I'm getting nervous because of the previews that we've seen, but at the end of the day, like, I will say I'm still 3 for 3.
What does that mean?
Like, I'm thinking they're all gonna like come
make
out
it?
Yeah. Like, I think they all have the means to make these relationships work. And people were saying in the chat, and like we've seen Pastor Cal say so many times, you are married. Like, you made a vow to that person.
Oh my God, vows don't mean anything if it's been 2 days. Come on, we can't.
But vows mean everything.
Not in 4 days of knowing someone, not as far as I'm concerned.
But they already made the vow.
Oh, please. Do you even know what you're saying when you make the vows that the preacher says to you? Like,
well, you make your own vows sometimes.
Actually, no. If you're Nate, you say, girl, I had all these vows written, but when I saw you.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
That was so stupid and
no,
so fake.
No, I thought it came from the heart.
Yeah, and this is, and I was
did
just.
Did you guys think it came from the heart? Let
no,
us know in the chat.
Yeah, let us know, please, in the comments and everything. Did it come from the heart? No, it did not, because people already commented and said it.
Oh,
and this
they?
Is what I was saying.
Oh, someone said, no way.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. Women get taken advantage of by those words a lot, because in the first episode, all three of you ladies on the panel literally swooned over Nate. You were like, oh my God, oh, like when he did that. And
maybe
I was
it's because I'm watching it, because I feel like in real life, maybe I would be like.
I think you'd fall for it. I really
you
do.
You think I would?
Yeah, but
oh, okay.
A lot of women do. All right, so your prediction.
All right.
She says that they're all going to make it. My prediction is that. I can't say who is going to make it and who's not going to make it, but I will say that I do not think that Nate and Sheila will make it.
I think
Ashley think and Anthony are definitely going to make it, but sometimes the ones that we think are going to make it are the ones that do not make it. So we'll see. I feel like Cody and Danielle are in a good place because they're both in that awkward stage together.
Yeah.
And neither one is a little, is
I
more.
I think they're going to break out. Maybe this is my prediction. I think Danielle and Cody are going to have this like breakthrough where it's going to be like, we're going to be sitting there staring at the camera. I mean, not the camera, the TV, like cheesing, you know? Because I do find myself watching each of these couples. When Sheila and Nate woke up in the morning, they were so happy. I was just like, they're so cute. Like, it's like, everybody's so cute. So I think they all have, I think they all have the means to make it. So I think, but my biggest prediction is going to be that Danielle and Cody are going to have this, like, immediate breakthrough. We're just going to, like, they're just going to be, like, going up. Up on the up and up, and they're just going to be so happy, excited.
I think after they have sex with each other, they're going to be happy because she wants it and he wants it, and it's an awkward thing that they're having.
And then once they can talk about it, and they can be like, oh my gosh,
oh my god, we forgot to mention that Sheila said that they had sex and she did not have an orgasm, and she's never had an orgasm in her life. The fact that she put him out there like that, that's going to be an argument in their household. I 100%. Like
after TV.
He watched it tonight and he's pissed off.
But do you think she might have said something to him?
No. Would you tell a guy that? No, you would not. You would never say that. I just have to say that. Anyways, you guys, thank you so much for watching. You guys were great.
We had so much fun. Make sure you join us every week. Honestly, please join us in the live chat as always.
Yes, and get in those comments. My name is Dayshola by Logan. You can find me everywhere at Dayshola_B. DayShola_B. And Facebook, too. I never promote that. It's just my name, DSOLA. And my last name, DALOGUN. That's a lot. Sorry. There you go.
Amazing. I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And make sure to send us your predictions on Twitter. Like, tweet us on Twitter and follow AfterBuzz TV and just comment and, like, join in the conversation, guys.
Please.
It's so much fun.
Please. See you guys next week.
See ya.
With a full panel.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.